Hello everyone and welcome to the December 2011 writing contest recording. Forgive me for being so late, but quite frankly it was the holidays, so you can all go fuck yourselves. And I didn't find my microphone, so I'm using the original mic, the one from like 12 years ago, maybe even longer, it's been much longer than that, of Wing Chap McAllister. So we are going to sit back, scroll through the Word file, and I can assure you, well, there's a rant coming in this one. First up, Evil Bunny. This wasn't the best piece of literature, but it certainly wasn't the worst. The good points, in my opinion, were that you had a backstory for your characters and actually took the time to introduce things. The bad news is that your grammatical practices are frankly awful. You absolutely need to edit your work here. Make sure to read your stuff aloud to make sure it flows well, and be sure to check for simple mistakes. Not capitalizing I, using a bastardized spelling of through, and a lack of execution when it comes to quotation mark grammatical standards equals unacceptable. Don't be afraid to ask for critiques before the deadline either. Many regulars here are usually eager to help, and that's the best part of this thread, as we always strive for improvement. Natalie Ann, backwards. Well, you certainly bought the grit with this one. Deep themes coupled with an actually well-developed bondage sequence, all of that equals a pleasant literary surprise. My only complaints involve cleaning up the grammar and remembering not to quote lyrics for no reason. It just doesn't fit well, in my opinion. I also think that while the sequence of events was well thought out, the beginning could use a bit more embellishing. To me, it'd be even more powerful if Pete had started doing a bit more before springing his trap. At least, that's what I think. Nonetheless, the murky swirl of morals that shoots out from this is impressive. She, in a sense, tries to justify the rape as what gave her life back, yet finds that life destroyed by the very same event. There really isn't a whole lot more that I can say, aside from props for that. Massive kudos. TLM. You are possibly the only person I know that can take something that appears to be absolutely nothing and make it into something entertaining. When I started reading, I had convinced myself that the string of endless dialogue would just piss me off and that I wouldn't see any meat in it. Totally, completely wrong. This was wonderful, and I really enjoyed the philosophical nature of the work. My complaint, though, is that nothing really seems to actually happen. I'm a man of die-hard verbs, and by die-hard I mean the movie, so this may not have been the best piece for me. However, I enjoyed it nonetheless. Esto. I will say up front that I'm not a fan of fragments and one-word sentences. There were, as always, a few mistakes that could be nitpicked, but I'm going to move the discussion elsewhere. This piece was very drawn out to me. I'm still on the fence about just declaring it boring, as somehow it did maintain my interest. Still, the beginning seemed to go on forever and a day, and then suddenly things were about how she was going insane in her parents' eyes. There just seemed to be a disconnect there. I feel like you could have her perceived insanity a little more apparent to the reader. Make us actually feel like she's insane, and then have the narrator reveal the beauty of that picture at the end, right? I also found that ending in need of a little revamp, too. The listing of facts that you may or may not forget just feels as though you were trying to force things upon us in the last minute. It reads like a fucking lab manual, and I don't care for that type of delivery at all. However, there's a lot of potential here. You really just have to pull it out of what's already there, and you can take what I view as kind of an on-the-fence piece and turn it into something badass awesome. Solar. Prepare for a rant. I got my bottled Coke, I'm taking a sip of it. The rest of you, sit back and enjoy the ride. The fact that you were accused of plagiarism for this is a joke. Before I jump into the fray of this piece, I'm going to take the time to spell out for morons exactly what plagiarism is. If I take the content of a piece and try to represent it as my own, that's plagiarism. If I base something off a previously existing concept, then that may mean I'm an unoriginal twit, but it doesn't mean that I'm a plagiarizer, or, as PK states it in Canada, a plagiarist. I looked at the piece someone claimed Solar plagiarized, and while they are similar in subject, because they're both based on the same fucking thing, it's fairly evident that the writing in this work belongs to Soler and no one else. When the other author agrees, it should be really clear. But apparently, for some people, it's not. Since I was told after being somewhat civil with these aforementioned douchebags that any further contact I made with them would be considered harassment, I will take great solace in claiming the same shit that they told me. I'm just going to assume that they're still lurking even after weeks of this shit have passed already, which is intrinsically sad, and just come out with it. This is my house you're in now. Just as you so brutally put that you could apply any definition of plagiarism you wanted and shit upon the reputation of others whilst in your pompous castle, I will shit on your reputations solely because you're blatantly incompetent pieces of fucktarded crap. And by the way, since you are in my house, any contact you make with me over this will be viewed as harassment as well. So you can sit there in silence and learn how a real writing contest works. Solar, back to you, dear. While I certainly won't criticize any aspect of ownership, I will attack originality. This piece was, beyond anything else, 100% predictable. Capturing the spirit of Christmas does not necessitate capturing the spirit of repetition. I feel like you could have put a little bit more of a twist in this to make it not seem like Oliver Twist meets Kris Kringle. I feel like you definitely have improved your editing abilities a great deal since you first ventured into the thread. Stylistically, the only thing I have to complain about is the ventures into German. I don't think that shit was necessary, and it proved to be more distracting than anything else. You know, enough about that shit that annoyed me. What the hell am I saying? One thing that I did like about this entry is that you really captured the nature of the season. I think it could have used a little bit more creativity, perhaps a bit more grit with the people to be showered in misery, or even better, you know, the showing of the people showered in misery. But sometimes I just have to fess up and admit that it's okay to kick it back and bask in the glow of things familiar. Nicely done. Holy Wars! I like the foundations I see here, but I do have some things worth discussion. My biggest issue is a feeling that there are scattered points you're trying to make with this work. I'm not feeling a general message to take away, I'm just feeling a clusterfuck. And that, you know, given the words, is somewhat troubling. The first line could also be a lot more impactful than "a shot rings." That just, come on, lacks originality on almost every level. The other major issue relates to the entertainment value of this piece. I cannot say I was truly captivated here. I read the words you put on the page, but I didn't see or feel any awe-inspiring innovation. Some things I did like, though, included your line breaks. I've been harping on people the last few months about breaking on words that are just weak sauce shit. You had a few, but not many. I also like the sense of imagery. I just feel like you need to refine your message to make sure that the readers take it away with them, and a read-through to check for those impact points and little tiny errors couldn't hurt either. PK, this was really interesting. It was a stream of consciousness fuckfest that spilled onto the page and provided me with great, glorious entertainment. My only real complaint is that, while being entertaining and creative, the lack of solid guiding punctuation made it obnoxiously easy to get lost in the lines. Really, the line that saved you from my full wrath on the subject was "yellow tasting like cupcakes." If the purple had somehow tasted like neutrinos, it would have cemented your place and perhaps catapulted you to the Hall of Perfection, but since you didn't make that obviously brown-nosing shout-out to my career, I'm afraid you're just going to have to deal with what I've said. Selby, I hate to say it, but this piece was just boring to me. I get the message, and I think you've refined your writing. Just like Solar, you've improved a great deal, and that much is evident. But the execution practically put me to sleep. I went to bed last night while trying to read it through the first time, and gave up because I just thought I was too fucking tired. In reality, I was just bored because it happened again this afternoon. For all the writing that you've given here, there's one question that utterly destroys it all. What the fuck was the point? I'll give you massive props for throwing something new at me, and taking the time to get it nice and pretty for my eyes to see. However, I cannot stress enough that I feel your execution of this could have been a lot better. You could have easily made this into something much more entertaining to the audience, and that would have been epic sauce. Yeah, that's what I said, epic sauce. Bubbles 5380. Fanfics always present certain dangers in this contest that are unavoidable. However, this, well, quite frankly, I'm still searching for the nice way to say it. It's clear that you know many of the basics of writing. There were a few mistakes grammatically that could have been weeded out. Still, those elements aren't even my main concern. Fanfic is short for fan-made fiction, not fantasy. I feel as though, in the construction of this plot, you were a bit too liberal with your own decisions. Would Harry really ever behave that way? I find it unlikely. You could have set up this relationship within the foundations of the universe as they exist, but instead you created something that essentially amounts to a bunch of HP characters in some random-ass place. The end result of that is you've written something that's a kick for yourself and not necessarily anyone else, or at least not for me. You clearly have the elements there. I just think you either need to step it up to create something that's new and truly yours, or if you're going to continue with fanfics, you need to write something that's actually feasible in that frame of reference. If you throw all that aside and you just try to make shit up as you go, you run the risk of putting a lot of people off. And that's my warning with that. Tixa. Well, at least you now have a goal for your character. So, here we go. When you look at this piece, you should think, this is still not a work as a whole yet, but it is a character introduction. Keep that in mind as you go forward. Now, let's nitpick a bit so you can learn some things. First, there are spelling errors in here. These, in general, are just unacceptable. We live in a world where pressing F7 will fix most of these issues. That should always be done. You should always spell check. The next thing I notice is that you need a little more education in keeping track of your subjects. For example, let's take the first two sentences. You think normal high school is hard? With all the drama, breakups, and catfights, it's like young, unpopular celebrities. So your first sentence, the question, sets high school as the subject. But your second sentence sets people to be the subject, and you have a with clause there, which makes me think when I read that you're still talking about high school. And in that case, you've defined high school to be a person, which is just grammatically wrong. So try this instead. Do you think normal high school is hard? With all the drama, breakups, and catfights, it's an unimaginable cesspool filled with young, overrated superstars. The it in the second sentence retains the high school subject set by the first, and the rest of that sentence follows suit. Of course, you're certainly allowed to change subjects, but when you use that with clause at the beginning of your second sentence, it still makes me think that you're talking about the school in general and that you haven't changed subjects yet. Also, it's important to remember that when you have two adjectives that can be flipped in order, so say in my, you know, example sentence when I used young and overrated, or perhaps young and unpopular, those adjectives need to be separated by a comma because you can actually swap them in order and not change the meaning of the sentence. So there's a little bonus education to help you improve. And my bottled Coke decided that it would suddenly spill all over the table. How unhelpful. Anyway, moving on. Who Pays the Ferryman? By T. Earl Greyhut. This wasn't too bad, despite your warning. I like the content and the grit, but there are a few things to bring up. For starters, there are a few errors in wording choices that I didn't particularly like. For example, the abrupt interruption from a gradually increasing hum doesn't really make sense. How does something abruptly do anything when it's gradual? It's a contradiction of adverbs, right? And yeah, we don't want that. I also found your word repetition to be an issue. I feel as though repetition of descriptive words should only apply when it's to make a point, you know, to be a strong, pounding punch in the face for people who are taking the time to read your shit. And in this case, that just wasn't there. On a positive note, I found this entertaining as it possessed that level of grit that so many first-timers fail to capture, and I hope you can keep that while moving forward. I still need to clean out this Coke on my table. And I have no idea what I'm going to use, so I guess I'm just going to fess up and use my shirt. I'm sorry, shirt. You will now be sticky for the rest of the day. Anyway, that being said, I believe I have scrolled all the way through my Word file. Thank you all for participating as usual, and I hope to see you enter during the January workshop, as this is the time when there are no AGWL points, so what the hell do any of you have to lose? That's right, nothing. For those of you who want to learn, or know, I believe this round will go to Natalie Ann for her wonderful piece. Just edging it out against some other strong competitors. So congratulations on taking the last contest of 2011. We are now moving into the last year before the world ends, supposedly. I wish you all a fond remaining semi-pseudo-holiday season. Now, with great pleasure, I will tell you all to get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.
Not so fast, people. It seems that, like the Red October, Zombie's entry slipped undetected.
But that's okay. So, I got in a car accident today because some guy decided to back up into me. So I didn't really have time to write my nice little thing out that I, you know, get ready and scroll through when I do this. So I'm pretty much winging it. So I hope you're ready. Zombie, I really liked your setup of this. It's very clear to me that you have a very good general sense of grammar. However, some things kind of set me off. For one, you were very prone to comma splices. They were everywhere. And after a while, you know, I can forgive one or two, but, you know, after we start talking about double digits, I start to get kind of annoyed with that stuff. You need to make sure that when you read through that your editing is fully sound, because even though it doesn't seem like a lot, it really is. It actually matters, and at the end of the day, I like to see that level of at least attempted perfection, I guess. The other thing was that at some points I just kind of found the setup of a few sentences to be a little bit strange. They just read kind of awkwardly to me, and that wasn't such a big deal. Eventually I got to, you know, understand what you were going with, and I got used to your flow, and then it was fine. I think a lot of it had to do with, you know, the whole comma thing and how they existed where they shouldn't and perhaps didn't exist where they should. But moving on, I really want to take some time to talk about your style, because this gets into that last criterion that I have in this contest, which is entertainment value. And to some extent, I feel like you didn't pull the trigger in this piece. You had all of this beautiful setup going for you, and then it just wasn't there. At the end of the day, I was just kind of like, well, nothing actually happened. I mean, things were implied to have happened, but they didn't. Now, to some extent, you know, this is almost a burlesque sense of writing, right? Like, you set it up, you fill us with suspense, and then, you know, right where you get to the stripping part, you stop and you don't actually strip, and you just use, you know, the imagination of the audience to kind of fill in the blanks. The problem here is that I don't think it was executed quite right. I feel like you skipped too much. You jumped over, you know, 1 second they're being led to the room, and, you know, then it's over and it's time to go home. And I feel like even though there's definitely an implied sense of direction here, you kind of left it a little bit too open. Now, personally, myself, I'm a big fan of not filling in every fucking detail, because quite frankly, it's annoying and stupid after a while. You know, it becomes too lab manually, and I complain about people writing like it's a lab manual a lot in this contest, because they want to list every fucking facet possible to list in the page, and it just gets obnoxious. And I don't feel like you did that here, so that was great. I just feel that your breaks probably could have been structured a little bit better. You could have spent a little bit more time building up that burlesque feel if that's what you were going for. You don't necessarily have to show the grit, but if you stick around, you're going to hear me say it a lot, because I beg for it. I want to see that grit. You know, I want to. It's important to me. It's a, you know, I'm the diehard action guy. I want to see shit happen. That doesn't mean that I'm going to ignore the beauty of that particular style. So I think that you're close. I just think that you broke it up a little bit too much. You spread those breaks and gave them, you know, too much time was dedicated to the open space, so to speak. And you could have filled it in a little bit more. Like, for example, in one paragraph, it is, you know, the guy sitting next to Jessica. And then two lines later, he is, you know,
throwing her clothes back at her. But there was nothing there. There was nothing there to fully complete the chain, I guess. And that, to me, is the most important thing that was lacking. So overall, I think if you clean up those comma splice issues, your grammar will be set. And if you think about executing that style, if that's the style you want to go with, think about, in terms of this piece alone, filling in, closing up those gaps a little bit so they're not as open. So you fill in the open space with a bit more detail. Not enough to ruin the vibe, but just enough to make it so that the reader has the chance to actually build the scene that you want to have them build in their own imagination. Because right now that's not there, and that's a serious problem. So those are my thoughts. Sorry I totally missed it. Definitely one of those, like, subject lines being about questions. I don't look at those when I go through my collection plate. But at least I found it. I hope you find my little add-on recording session helpful. And with that said, now I can officially say, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies. Bum, 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 bum.